Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just finished 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. I'm in part work in the first couple chapters of Kings, where David dies. So I'm going back and forth between that and the book of Psalms, understanding what David is going through when he was being hunted down like a dog, and like a dog by that of King Saul, who was jealous of the fact that David was the one that the Lord picked over Saul himself. So with that said, I'm done. I said I'd get up to that point, and then I'd begin to read about the history of the Masons. And it goes back to exactly what I said it was. It all changed. It started out having nothing to do with what you believe it to be today. It's all premised on a lie. I'm not going to put too much out there right now, but the fact of the matter is, I just simply read the first chapter, and understanding just that within itself is exactly what I've been saying since day one. And we're going to get to that in the up and coming weeks, friends, concerning Masonry and Freemasonry, and how it is it not at all being defined as the way it truly is, or is it in the present at all the way that it started out to be? It was all predicated upon the Word of God. And Masons are those that built buildings, and Freemasons were those that were basically free landscapers that would go across the world or across the country to build architects, buildings, abbeys, cathedrals, the list goes on. And the local Masons were there to work with the Freemasons to actually do the building. Today it has nothing to do with that meaning whatsoever. But that's how it was all conceived. We're going to get to that, so hang on for that, because I know a lot of people have been talking about that. They're taking things out of context, just like I said they were. And again, it really comes back to the fact that it's been redefined, revised. And again, it has nothing to do with our Christian heritage in any sense of the word. Again, we're going to hit that in just about a week here. Hopefully, I'll be done by that. I'm highlighting it now, and I'm actually anticipating opening the faucet concerning the information that we do have. Going back to the foundations of Masons, Freemasonry, so on and so forth. So I'm on top of that as promised. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll also notice on sonsoflibertymedia.com our schedule. We're working on the first 3 months right now. We just got back from California and Arizona, did an event out there, Surprise Arizona, and we're working with some people in Florida, another one of our radio affiliates in the Florida area, even as we speak. So, and in between that, hopefully we're going to hit Missouri concerning one of our friends out there. And now is the time to book us. So if you want to book us, please do it now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also find our brand new book. I don't do this on live air very often, but All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front of the Church is now available. This is the heart, premised on the word and testimony only. This is the armor. I did not write those in order, folks. I wrote those as it came, so it was in the Lord's order. And here it is, Soldier of the Cross. That's also available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider keeping us out there, friends, because without you, we are not out there. These are not our sponsors that you're hearing on Genesis Communication Networks. You are our sponsors, and without you, we're not going to be out there, just so you know. Okay, so we have Sons or Daughters of Liberty. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll find it there. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe. SOL Radio Live, subscribe. Also, before it's news.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, you can. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ. But first, we have to study so that we can have the mind of Christ. Go to 2 Timothy 2:15 when you get a moment. Now, you guys all know about none other than the illegals coming into the United States of America, right? Well, I want to show you how this all transpires. What begins to evolve? What begins to take place when a people sit back apathetically and allow it to happen? We have Alpha News here. Just wrote and highlighted the fact that a majority of 2,500 Spanish-speaking students recently enrolled at MPS are new to the country. In other words, they're here illegally. What's happening, friends, are the powers that are tolerated by the American people are putting them into colleges right away. And the purpose that they're doing that is because soon enough you're going to be working for them. Don't mark my words. Mark Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, because right there you'll understand that they're going to be made the head and you're going to be made the tail, because Americans, you have allowed this to happen, and guess what? It's happening. Okay? Again, just for the record, so everybody understands that I've been a faithful witness here. In other words, your blood is off my hands. I'm continuously telling you, according to the Word of God, before it comes to pass, and then when it comes to pass, we're highlighting as to how it comes to pass to show you that it's the Spirit of God that's leading this ministry. Romans 8:14. Again, we have a majority of 2,500 Spanish-speaking students recently enrolled at MPS, and they're all new to the country. For some reason or another, they're going right into the colleges, friends, and you better understand that it's all bought and paid for by you, the taxpayers. Your federal and state governments are illegally allocating funds, stealing your money, and they are giving it to those that are here illegally in this country. What defines treason, America? Go to Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and you'll get a perfect understanding. And if you don't want to go ahead and do your due diligence now, remember, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4, 6. And that's what's coming down the pike here, friends, concerning what's taking place on our local landscapes across this country, because, again, the majority of the American people do nothing but talk about the problems and doing nothing and doing anything to bring about the resolve. That's just the facts of the matter. I'm going to come back on the other side. I also want to go back to Ilhan Omar, and she was just caught at a speech, not the one that I showed you the other day, but a new one, folks. We're showing you that she is here illegally. She's been planted here illegally by the CIA, and she's acknowledging the Somalian president to be her president here in the state of Minnesota, and her objective is to make sure that all the Somalians in the state of Minnesota are basically safe while she's by her. That means that she's not here as a representative of the people, but she's here helping those that are colonizing to conquer the United States. Again, define treason. We'll be right back after this in just a moment. By the way, we titled the show War Within the Gates, Judges 5-8, and that's exactly what's coming. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I was just highlighting from Alpha News, and by the way, we're going to have Liz Collins with us on Friday for a couple segments. With that said, she is a contributor over there, as is she the news anchor over at Alpha News, which is exponentially exploding here in the state of Minnesota, which is good for those in the state of Minnesota. You know, but what I find is that the people in the United States can have all the information they need, but they don't respond to the information that's been given. They just sit around like a bunch of individuals sitting in chairs, heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears as they do nothing with the information given unto them. Is it true? Yep, that's why we're in trouble today. I was just highlighting a majority of 2,500 Spanish-speaking students recently enrolled at MPS. They're all new to the country. So, in other words, they're here illegally. We're going to get to that during the end of the show as well, because there is war within the gates. This is all being perpetrated by your said representatives, as you all the well know. You can see this as to what's taking place on the border in Texas right now. And, again, don't be fooled between Abbott, his lieutenant governor, and Joe Biden, because they're all working and pushing the same agenda, regardless of how they want to make it look, as pro wrestling at its very worst once again. I highlighted the other day Ilhan Omar, stupid as a rock, appointed, planted by the CIA in the United States of America. Just the other day we highlighted the video of her speaking when she thought she was incognito. Somehow or another, that wasn't the case. There were people there that cared enough about letting us know, once again, the truth about this individual named Ilhan Omar. There's absolutely no reason for her being there outside of the fact that she's appointed to be there to do the things that she's doing. She does not have the support of the Somalians, as I showed you on the video. She advocates advocates for that which is criminal and treasonous towards the United States of America. Just the other day, she had said that she was there for the purpose of making sure that the Somalian people were safe, which shows you that she's not here as a representative. But you should have knew that when she swore to uphold the Constitution on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the United States Constitution. And maybe you want to take a little time to understand why Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, warned us about the Muslim religion. So with that said, let's take it another step, because she's still there. We have our said representatives in the state of Minnesota, namely Tom Emmer, who says she should resign. This is what the American people's system of injustice has become. She should resign for her treasonous acts, for her foreign acts against the people of the state of Minnesota. She should resign. That's it, Americans. This is how much they love their constituents. This is how much they love their country. No, that's okay that we have a foreigner here who's trying to establish and conquer in the United States of America. Everybody knows this is happening. There's over 90 of them that are now incumbent in the halls of government throughout the United States of America. But a said representative says they need to resign. What a bunch of weaklings, impotent weaklings. No wonder why the enemies are so encouraged, Americans. It's frightening. It really truly is if you think about it. This is giving way to the enemy. Well, Ilhan isn't done, because she's done it so many times before, friends, that, you know what, she's encouraged to go ahead and do it again, because she sees the people of the United States are going to let her do what she wants to do without lawful recourse or consequence. Now she, well, you know, as a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and play the video for you, and I'll do my best to follow her. This is Ilhan Omar, a said representative of the 5th District in the state of Minnesota, who the Somalians reject, by the way, speaking in a foreign language in the United States of America, acknowledging the president of Somalia as her president. Okay. I'm very honored, she said, that our president, President of Somalia, President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, let us give him a warm welcome, Minneapolis. She's welcoming the Somalian president into Minneapolis as her president, okay? I call him uncle and he calls me his girl. Welcome to your home. Our home is your home. Welcome to Minneapolis. We are very happy that Hassan is our president. Boy, it just doesn't get any better than that, does it, Americans? No, it doesn't. Somalia is our home, she says. It is home to all the people gathered here. Then you need to go back there. We don't feel that it is far from us, or us, I'm sorry. Somalia is our heart. It is in our heart. We always think about Somalia. I'm very honored, she said. Okay, so anyways, with that said, she's once again committing the act of treason in the face of the American people. She's welcoming the Somalian president as her president. She's saying that this is his home. And it's interesting that they just changed the flag in the state of Minnesota, and the 5.9 million people in the state have just sat back and have given her a pass, and those that have illegally changed the state flag to what it is today, which people are rejecting it, of course, you know. But see, people don't do anything about it until it's in their backyard. That's the sad part about it. So we're going to get to more of that in just a little bit. I wanted to highlight this. This is the mentality of what the American people are putting up with. If you have not seen this before, I'm going to play it for you again. I'm going to show you a couple of these videos. But you need to understand that they're taking these debased reprobates, Romans 1:26, go to the end of the chapter. And you need to understand that they're trying to put them up as the standard. And instead of lawfully condemning the crimes of these mentally ill people, they're advocating their crimes. They're promulgating they're broadcasting their sickness. Now, my purpose here is to make reference to the law that condemns the crime, and there's no doubt in my mind, or according to the law, that every one of these people belong in a padded room somewhere. And I want to go ahead and play this for you. If you have not seen it, just hang on a second if you have, because I got another one I want to show you after this. This is a woman that walks into the restaurant, and I'll let her tell you and show you the rest. The sickest, one of the sickest things I've ever seen.
Can you listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes.
She's a woman that, a sick woman that just walked into a restaurant where people are eating chicken, okay?
And she was hurt and abused her entire life.
Talking about how she's been abused, this chicken.
And because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there. And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today,
girl that she's talking about, folks, is the chicken that's on the plates of the customers in this restaurant. This is what they're putting up, friends. These are the people that are being put into the halls of government as well. Okay, read 1 Kings 13:33. It's what tyrants do. They prefer scoundrels. They prefer the mentally ill because they can be extorted and controlled. Just ask that of the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. And look what the American people have put up with. But I want you to see the rest of this. This is how sick this woman is.
And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live.
She's talking about the chicken on the plates. You know what? Hey, anybody want to have a chicken barbecue this year? I do, too. I think what we need to do is have a great get-together nationally and have nothing but chicken and then invite this lunatic. This is craziness.
This is food! It's violent!
Snow is tasty. Look at this. These are mentally ill kids.
It's not food! It's violent!
You.
Please think of her name every time you see somebody's body on a plate. Her name.
I mean, she is going to be a spinster the rest of her life. She better hope that any guy she ever likes never sees that video. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com again. 1-866-582-9933.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. House Republicans voting early this morning to advance their impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The controversial move would make Mayorkas the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. President Joe Biden said that he has decided on how the U.S. is going to respond to the drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan by Iran-backed militants that killed three American soldiers. A U.S. official saying that response to the drone attack will be carried out over several days. California about to get hit by the Pineapple Express. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying that two atmospheric river storms out of the tropics will head to the coastal state, bringing massive amounts of rain, snow, and powerful winds. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want everybody to understand when I'm showing you this sort of stuff, when I'm playing this audio, when I'm playing these videos for you, I'm not making light of it. I'm looking at Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by her children. I'm pointing my finger back at the irresponsible party that raised up a human being in such a fashion that she would go inside of a restaurant where people are eating chicken, begin to cry, call her Snow, the chicken that's on the plate. She said their bodies, right? She was even complaining about people eating eggs. As to how this is permissible in any decent society, I can tell you right now as a fact, this was not tolerated in this country back in the 70s. These are the children of the apostates, is what these are. And as I said during the end of the last segment, folks, this woman better hope that the guy she has an eye for never, ever sees that video, because she will die alone. She will never get married. This is a reflection of the older generation that has raised up these sort of people. And these are definitely reprobates. They are abandoned to their sin, and the Lord gave them over to a reprobate mind. And that's exactly what they act as. They act out in such a fashion, don't they? Absolutely they do. They're a reproach to mankind in every sense of the word. God created those animals, friends, for the very purpose that we might survive on their flesh, right? read the Torah, you'll see in part what you can eat, what you can't eat, which is just symbolically of what it is concerning what Christ did for us through ceremonial law in so many different ways concerning that which is holy and that which was defiled. Period. That was it. Okay? Let me show you the next one. This one is almost hard to watch. You almost think that this full-grown woman is kidding, but she's not. These are the people that want to identify as to the way they want to be identified, and they expect you to pretend with them. What I'm about ready to show you, it's almost unthinkable, but that's why they do it. Just like corruption in government, they do the unthinkable because they don't want you to believe that they would be responsible for the things that they are responsible for doing. And this just happens to be a woman waiting for her boyfriend who takes mud, and she throws it on the floor in her bathroom, and then I'm going to let the video do the rest as far as conveying the message over. This is incredible. She's dressed as a pig, spreading mud on her bathroom floor with pig ears. Then she begins to roll around like a pig in her bathroom. This is on TikTok somehow or another. These are the people that want to tell me and you what we better call them, what we better do, and what we better not do. You cannot make this stuff up. Now here she is oinking. She's got a pig snout on her face and two pig ears on, rolling around in the mud again. And to prove that she is dead serious about what she's doing, wait until the audio comes in and her boyfriend shows up. This is incredible. I got this video from a said representative. This is what is going to take precedent. My boyfriend just got home. She said, this is what means to take precedent over you and me, friends. She's now chuckling, thinking it's funny. She said, do you think I'm beautiful? Okay, now, you got to keep in mind, friends, that this was, she said, do you want some mud? It actually feels kind of nice. What's crazy about this, friends, is she didn't realize that her boyfriend was quite home. Matter of fact, she said, she looked at the camera, she says, my boyfriend's now home. Insane. Insane. And these are the people that they want you to... Who's advocating this whole agenda, this non-binary agenda? It's my understanding that in public schools today, I have not verified it. I've seen reports on this. Matter of fact, in Oklahoma, they're trying to condemn this, which our laws already do. But kids going to schools identifying as cats, and they want kitty litter boxes in their schools. Folks, this is a reflection of the parents. Again, Luke 7:35. And also put that up against Proverbs 22, verse 6. Because, again, this is information, an exhibition, of people that you just can't make up, friends. What do you say to that? Stacy from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
I think we have to go to the Word of God. And I think it's really apparent that person, and many people now have a reprobate mind. But it is being fostered by these subversive organizations within our country. I'm learning about the Jesuit Society and the Mason Society, and they pretend, the Masons pretend they're a Christian organization, and then they're actually satanic.
Yeah.
And they want to destroy our nation, and because they have such power, they're all in these powerful places. And we have felt helpless because we know they steal the elections. It's going to take us to stand behind God-fearing leaders and walk in and say, "This, we're not tolerating this anymore. This is treason. This is reprobate mind." And judges that allow people who to murder just to walk right out, and these horrible situations in these big cities and even in the country. I do not believe in a small area like Rochester, Minnesota, a person has even a chance at justice anymore.
Well, the people have to bring the justice because they are the law. And until the people come to that realization, this is going to continue on. You know, Stacey, this is one of the things that I say everywhere I go. Live your life in such a fashion where the enemy worries about how you live your life. Quit allowing these people to set the narrative, because the law condemns all of this nonsense, and yet the people just sit there and they foster the idea that it's just a joke. They're entertained by it somehow or another, but they don't realize these people are not playing. They're truly sick in the mind. If you look at any dictatorship of the past, once again, going back to history that we're not learning from, these are the sort of people that were put into play for the very reason that they would do the unthinkable to the people. That's how you have a Holocaust. That's how, in what do we see? We see the federal and state governments advocating for this nonsense by standing up and saying, you know, if they think they're a pig, then they can be a pig. If, you know, if she wants to be a vegan and go in a restaurant and cry about the chicken that's laying on the plates, she has every right in the world to do it. No, she really doesn't. It's a mental illness, and it needs to stop, but people need to come to the conclusion that it's the representatives that are pushing these agendas. It's not just happening by chance. Justice is what guards our liberties, and Americans need justice, and they're the only ones that are going to bring it. And I think that we're soon coming to that realization as a nation, even as we speak.
Oh, I hope so. I pray that the Lord would be glorified by our actions and that we would no longer tolerate this. With what's happening to children is unconscionable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I still say daily they're being injected with an unknown experimental injection, which is against the law.
Yeah.
But if the Jesuits have infiltrated the police department and I go to such and such and I say, this is a, they're breaking the law, and they ignore me.
Yes.
And they say, oh, the judges won't enforce it. And the judges are breaking the law.
Yep.
And so they're appointed. So what can we do?
I've said it on this show almost every single show for 20 years.
Yeah.
Impeachment, prosecution. The people have the provision. If they don't want to impeach, Article 2, Section 4, they don't want to prosecute, this is what they're going to get more of. I continuously tell the people this on a daily basis. I don't know what people don't understand. And in speaking of the experimental jabs that you're talking about right now, Stacey, I have this teed up for my next point, but I was just in a grocery store where it's talking about giving free experimental COVID injections into kids 12 years and younger. With all of the information that we have concerning this genocide, they're still pushing their agenda. And why are they pushing their agenda? They're pushing their agenda because the American people are allowing them to push the agenda, period. Look at this. To keep you on track and piggybacking what our friend Stacy just said, One Life to Live star Amanda Davies dead at 42 years old. She died very suddenly. Isn't that amazing? And the American people will just sit back. They'll act like it's not happening in their country because the government that illegally sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies would never do anything like that. Hello? My goodness. Here, and furthermore, line upon line, precept upon precept, look at this. Top doctor blows the whistle again, admits vaccinated people are developing full-blown AIDS. How many times have they blown the whistle? And how many times have the American people sat back and tolerated it to only once again submit and succumb to another one of their assaults? Not just on their freedoms, but on their very bodies, their very lives. And yet they submit to the suffrage. That's called adding strength to tyranny. That's what it's called, okay? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Landmark win in COVID injury case. Well, you know, people are beginning to take ground. Those that care about their freedoms, those that care about their lives. And obviously what's premised on this conversation and this point that I'm making here is they care about justice that guards our liberties. But it's not good enough, friends. It's not good enough. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, I wanted to highlight an article that Tim Brown, I believe, just highlighted here. And I want to show you what you're getting in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I believe this is Tim. No, it's Susan Hamner. Susan Hamner is the one that did this article, and she called it another hearing on the Condit shot. Where's the justice? Well, I believe our friend Susan's listening right now, and it's interesting. The picture that was used for this article is none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene, who condemns the experimental jabs and forced mask wear. Well, the problem that we're having in this country, friends, is those that are condemning it, behind the backs of the American people, they're actually investing into the pharmaceutical companies. That's why there's no justice. That's why you Americans must bring the justice. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know this too, friends. You see this? This is what they do. It's like right now in the state of Minnesota, it is literally 51 degrees. 51 degrees. I've never seen this before. Nothing even relatively close to what we're seeing today. Nothing. It's spring in Minnesota in January. Yesterday morning, they were chalking and checkboarding the skies like mad. 28:24 of Deuteronomy. Geoengineering. States are now starting to ban it, like New Hampshire. We just highlighted this yesterday. We played several mainstream media clips for highlighting chemtrails as to how it's in the congressional record. They're creating climate change. This is what corruption does. They create the problem. They come in behind the problem. They play the problem solver. And guess what that entails, friends? You paying for it. Just like the experimental jabs. Guess who paid for all that? Through the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump. You did. They stole your money. They paid off pharmaceutical companies, which, again, you need to understand, they were going bankrupt. And they were also to fall under investigation back in 2015, only to turn it against the people. Oh, my goodness. I was just highlighting the fact that our friend Susan Hamner just highlighted the fact that there's another hearing on the convict shot. Another hearing, friends. No justice, just another hearing. And guess who's going to be overseeing that, according to this picture here? It's going to happen on Friday. It already happened, January 12th. And it was none other than Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, the issue that you're having with what's going on in your country, and it's not an isolated case by any means, but Marjorie Taylor Greene is actually one that's invested into Big Pharma. We did a whole show on this. And so do you expect that she's going to blow the cover off of Big Pharma for what they've been doing? Just concerning this one topic in this one area of this experimental jab? Absolutely not. She's invested into it. Her skin is in the game. Americans need to clean house. There is no question about what needs to happen in this country. They're laughing at the American people. On top of that, I just highlighted the fact that star Amanda Davies, dead at 42 years old. Doctor blows the whistle again. How many times do we need to highlight the doctors that have blown the whistle concerning these vaccinated people? These experimentally jabbed people that didn't want to listen to the Lord, Leviticus 17:11 and 19:19. How many times? I'm thinking of John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. No better way to do that than to get into the bloodline where the life of the blood is, right? Yep, that's what's going on. Okay, so the next point that I wanted to highlight is the fact that they create the problem. And then they play the problem solver. Well, in this particular case, that's not what happened. But we have a Quebec climate change conspiracy theorist pleads guilty to starting 14 of the fires. Guess what the mainstream media is doing? They're blaming it on global warming. Guess who's creating the fires? He just pleaded guilty to 14 of them. Remember we played the videos when they were talking about all these fires that were starting all over the country? I believe it was like in California and in Canada. Remember we showed you the video of the helicopter starting the fires? Hey, folks, it's like what William Randolph Hearst said. Hey, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. You take the pictures, and I'll create climate change. You take the picture, and I'll create the war, is what he said. Whatever war that may entail. My goodness, folks, the insanity of this position, truly, truly, in so many different ways. What's the first casualty in war, friends? The truth. What's missing from all of these scenarios and agendas that they're pushing forward? The truth. And also the responsible party of those that have created the issues. This is insane. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said that no country can endure continual warfare. Who's creating all of this? There's always some emergency going on. A new agenda, a new crime. And isn't it interesting, above all that, and I'm going to play this video for the sake of time, isn't it interesting how all of the people that are called out for their crimes in government, where's the justice? Have they been brought to justice? They haven't. But what do we see? We see people that are innocent. Like, again, you can go back to January 6th and look at the 350 people that have been illegally incarcerated and imprisoned by the government that they don't want. Folks, the message is not only you better stand down, and if you dare us, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to accuse you of crimes that we're guilty of, Revelation 12:10, but we're also sending the message that we are above the law. No, nobody's above the law. And they're about to find that out the hard way, especially how many of these older guys that are slipping into hell right now. Oh, my goodness, folks. People take things lightly, my goodness, until they're there, and then it's too late. It's a sad place to be, but there's a lot of that going on. If you read Ecclesiastes 8:11, you'll understand their mindset, at least from a reprobate's position. What I want to do now is, because I'm showing you war within the gates, you already see what's going on in Texas. You see how the federal governments and the state governments are bringing them into America, all by design, because you are the ones that impede the global order. I just seen a video this morning of in New York where an illegal was standing on the side. His back was up against the wall. He had a knife in his hand, and he was waiting for people to walk by. An illegal in America, in New York, stabbing at people. And then what happened is one guy seen it, and he went over there and knocked the chocolate out of him. I'll tell you what, you start playing that kind of game, he's lucky he got away with that. But I want you to understand that many of these illegals that are coming into America, which there will be war within the gate. I've screamed this from the rooftops for 20 years. And I've told you the responsible party, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. I want you to see this quick piece on what just happened in New York City, because now the illegals are coming into America and they're attacking your police force. Just like the Muslims are attacking the infrastructure of the U.S. Constitution and your Christian heritage. Check this out.
Insane video. A group of migrants in New York City are arrested after attacking NYPD officers in Times Square.
These are illegals, friends. Look what they're doing. They're attacking your police.
Already released without bail.
All right, the brawl started when two officers were trying to break up a rowdy crowd near a migrant shelter on 42nd Street.
While look at this. Look at these animals.
The other said, hey, I'm not going to just sit there. I'll jump in. I'll start kicking. I'll stop punching the officers. After all, I don't belong in this country anyway. I could beat up an NYPD officer. What will actually happen? The Manhattan DA's office saying it's investigated the incident as police search for five other men involved. Every part of this incident could have been avoided if you didn't allow 67,000 people to call New York home who don't belong here. And what happened is, instead of being grateful, they're creating chaos. They get free food. Free food.
What did I say? If a people come into America, they're treasonously allured into America to steal away what is ours by your said representatives, your Judases. Luke 22:48. What would you expect if they came across the border illegally? How do you expect them to act? How could you expect otherwise from what you're looking at? By the way, GCN, I don't know, see no name. I don't see where they're calling from. What would you expect? Just exactly what's happening. The illegals are now attacking your police and your military. Americans, your federal government is jeopardizing the lives, as our state governments and city governments, jeopardizing the lives of your law enforcement on a nationwide basis. I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to put up with that in any sense of the word. These people need to be they need to be charged, and they need to be imported after they serve their terms and pay their fines. Not to come here and steal away our money and get free $5,000 gift certificates. No. But again, this is a part of judgment to a people that refuse to keep the Lord's commandments.
Laundry, right. They can do whatever they want, free shelter, and when they start fighting each other and NYPD comes to enforce the law, they beat up the cops.
Right.
Forget you trying to wrap your head around that.
Listen, the actual number, according to the New York Post, and they had this story exclusively, 172,000 migrants have come to New York City. Since, you know, in the last year and a half.
Well, where are the New Yorkers to defend their police, man?
In shelters.
If this doesn't disturb you, what will? What does?
Migrant shelter. You can connect the dots. Okay. They were probably.
I'm not saying
there.
All of them are guilty of it. If they came over illegally, they need to be treated as criminals, because that's what they are. They came over to assimilate. Praise God. Welcome. You're afforded asylum.
Of course, all single males. And weren't we told a while back the people being led across the border were all in family units?
Okay. Anyway, Deuteronomy 28:43. Read it when you get a moment. Also read 63. But this is what the illegals are doing to your police. They're jeopardizing the life of our law enforcement, as are they jeopardizing the life of our military. These military, these police, these are our grandpas, these are our dads, these are our brothers, these are our uncles, our cousins, our neighbors, and our friends. Americans, talk to you in 23.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.